Thank you very much, President. Let me begin by congratulating Egypt on assuming the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament in 2023. And I wish you, Mr. President, the best of success in your presidency. You can count on our full support of my delegation in achieving a successful start of this session. On behalf of my delegation, I also welcome the new ambassadors, delegates to the CD. On the substance, Poland associates fully with the EU statement. I would like to add the national, in the national capacity, the following. Like it was mentioned during a previous debate, we are not living in the vacuum. Ongoing Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine has direct consequences for international peace and security, as well as for global disarmament efforts. Many of delegations refer to the final document of SSOD1. I would like to quote two parts of this document. I'm quoting. The process of disarmament affects the vital security interests of all states. Or the other part, all state members of the United Nations stress the special importance of refraining from the threat or use of force against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of any state. That was the SSOD1. Therefore, Poland urged Russian Federation to immediately cease unlawful activities in order to restore the Ukrainian authorities' control over the over all its international recognized borders. I thank you, Chair.